There's a lot of negativity around pit bulls. The thing with pit bulls is it's a very controversial topic. Is a pit bull a bad dog? This is very hard to answer because it creates a lot of emotion. People get very defensive about this. People get very passionate about this. It is such a topic of discussion that many apartment complexes will not allow them. There are countries in which the breed is completely banned. So why is there such negativity around pit bulls? And here's the thing about pit bulls. Pit bulls are really a group of dogs. That's essentially what it boils down to. See, when I say a lab, when I say a German Shepherd, I'm talking about a very specific dog, right? If I mention a yellow lab or a black lab, I'm talking about a very specific dog. But when we in general say pit bull, that tends to imply a number of different breeds or mixes that meet the criteria to fit in this bucket that we call pit bull. So I'll give you an example. A bull terrier will be in that same bucket. The bull terrier will be in the same bucket as the American bulldog, which will be in the same bucket as an American pit bull terrier, which will be in the same bucket as a pit bull mix or a Staffordshire Terrier, which will be in the same bucket as any dog that has sort of a blocky square jaw or a blocky body. So this is where people don't really have an exact idea of what a pit bull is, because we have such a convoluted definition of what a pit bull is, just in general as a society. This is where we can't fully see the same thing, because people will go, well, a pit bull, you know, is this. A pit bull bit that person. A pit bull attacked that dog. And a lot of times they're just looking and using blanket statements. So why is there such negativity around pit bulls? Because look, when I say lab, okay, when I talk about a lab, I'm talking about a very specific dog. But when I'm talking about a pit bull, I'm talking about a larger bucket, right? The lab is a small bucket. That means I can put all the labs in one bucket. And yes, I'm going to have differences in temperaments. And yes, they're going to be different individuals. I can put 100 labs in that bucket. They're all going to be labs. They're going to have very similar traits to each other. And they're all going to have vast differences based on their temperament. But in general, I can grab any of these labs from that bucket and go, this lab has this tendency to do these things. I can grab another lab and I can go, this other lab has a tendency to do these other things that are similar to that other lab. I can grab another lab from that bucket and go, you know, yes, this lab is different than those two, but there is a few things in common here. Whereas when we go to the pit bull bucket, it's a much larger bucket, which is why there is such differences between the way people feel about the pit bull, right? You have people that are pro pit bull. You have people that just love them. They have this blind, unconditional love towards the breed, right? Whatever that is, right? They have this love towards that dog, and they'll go, this dog is amazing. They're great. They're great with children. That's another thing you hear a lot. They're great with children. They're amazing. They don't want to do it. I've heard people say these things, like pro pit bull people say these things with a lot of conviction because they truly believe that. And then you have other people that will describe the same type of dog, but in an entirely different sentiment. Because they've had bad experiences, really, really bad experiences. Or they've seen bad things happen. And so then what happens is you have these two types of people that just do not agree. They'll grab this entire bucket, right? This is the thing. A lot of people are not clear on what even a pit bull is. So they'll grab this huge bucket. Remember, this huge bucket has American Bulldogs, Bull Terriers, Staffordshire Terriers, American Pit Bull Terriers, and then any mix of any of those. And so what they'll do is, like, if you grab one of these individuals, you might grab an American bulldog. And then if you reach in again to grab another individual, you might grab a bull terrier. And then if you reach in again, you might have some sort of mix. You might have a pit bull German Shepherd mix. That's a pit bull, right? That, because they'll look like the stereotypical picture of this pit bull, right? The square face, the boxy body, right? So they'll look at all of these different individuals, different breeds, different variations of the type, and they'll go, well, these are all pit bulls. But the thing is, if I grab the bulldog, if I grab the shepherd pit bull mix, I'm gonna have two entirely different personalities, vastly different, completely opposite sides of the spectrum. So if I have this American bulldog or American pit bull terrier, or this bull terrier, right? They're very, very intense. If I grab a bull terrier and this dog is just full of piss and vinegar, just ready to go at 100 miles an hour, and then I grab this pit bull mix, right? Or I grab this Staffordshire terrier, and then I have a completely different individual now. I have a dog that is 90% of the times pretty chill, wants to take naps with you all day long, wants to stay on your lap the entire time, and every once in a while he gets the zoomies. Well, we're gonna have two entirely different perceptions of what we both could be calling a pit bull. And so this is where people butt heads. And the problem with that is we're not even understanding what a pit bull is. We're not even clear on what the definition is. So this is why people have these passionate views on this. This is why it causes a lot of negativity, because people will look at you straight in the face, straight in the eyes, and go, they're all of them, that entire bucket, which they don't even understand, right? They'll go, this entire bucket, they're all amazing. All, every single one of them. You could leave them with children, they'll be fine. And somebody else who has witnessed something entirely different, rightfully so, can go, No, they're not like that. But then they will also put a blanket statement over that entire bucket and go, all of these guys are just awful. And so what happens is we need to understand that what we call pit bull, whatever it is, right? Really, this applies to any breed, but very specifically to this, because again, we don't have this clear definition of what a pit bull is. And when I say we, I don't mean me, I don't mean you, if you know what you're talking about, or if you are familiar with this, or you're an expert with this. I mean we in general. So when we don't have a clear definition of this, we don't have a clear understanding, we're not all on the same page, this is when we have these problems. So why does it cause why is there such negativity around the pit bull? Is it a bad dog? Well, it's a bad dog. And what is a bad dog? I don't buy this bullshit of there are no bad dogs. Look, if the 90-year-old lady has any dog that is insanely active, full of energy, that's not a good dog for her. In her case, that is a bad dog for her. She should not be with that young 2-year-old working dog that all he wants to do is chase things and run and use his mouth, because he's not a good dog for her. So we cannot just use blanket statements. Again, blanket statements are poison in this industry when it comes to dogs, because there is no such thing as always or never. Now, is it a bad dog? It depends, right? Is it a suitable dog? It depends. Are they great with children? It depends. What does it depend on? It depends on the temperament of the individual. The individual will tell you, is it or is it not? The problem that a lot of people have is because they generalize tremendously, because they'll go, you know, all pit bulls are great. They'll tell other people that. They'll go, hey, you should get a pit bull because they're great. And so other people that are not experienced will go, really? Well, okay, then definitely I'm going to get a pit bull. And they'll get dogs that are just not suitable for their situation. They're not suitable for their home, not suitable for their conditions, for their routines. They're not suitable for their particular situation. So what they'll do is they'll get this pit bull because they were told by 3 different people on the internet, they're great. So they adopt a pit bull, And now they realize this is a lot of work. But what happens is they're told, hey, it's just in how you race them. It's the training. It's you just have to race them right, and then they'll be good, which is another blanket statement that is not correct. It is not all in how you raise them. This is a possible lie, okay? Temperament cannot be taken away from the animal. You can influence temperament, but you cannot rewire it. You cannot rip it apart, reprogram it, and then put it back in. It's just the blueprint of how this dog sees the world and how it behaves around certain conditions that it's surrounded by. That is the temperament. So when people use this statement of they are, you know, great and it's all in how you raise them, the person who's clearly not experiencing that, because they'll have the pit bull that is pulling, chasing, charging at people, charging at dogs, charging at them, nipping at everybody, just acting crazy, that person suddenly goes, I don't understand, I thought they were great. Because this person online and this other person online, this other friend I know, and this other guy that I know, this other person that that knows a friend of mine, they all say pit bulls are amazing. Well, they're all dipping from this huge bucket that I talked about earlier, that maybe the pit bulls that they grab, right, the ones that they grab, maybe fit the criteria for they're amazing, but maybe the person that was like, okay, well, they're great, awesome, I'm gonna dip into this bucket, get me one. And maybe the one that they got is not like that. So that's the problem with generalization. That's the problem with not understanding. What we need to do is we need to understand that the individuality of the animal is important. The temperament, the uniqueness of that specimen needs to be taken into account. And that's what we should judge the animal on. Not the coat that is wearing, not the breed, but the individual temperament of that specimen. That's how we need to look at it. And if people did that, they will completely understand. They will go, okay, this particular individual is this way. But the reason people don't do that is because in general, we as people, this is the human condition, we like to make things black and white. We like to categorize things. This is why we like blanket statements. We like to say, you know, this is right, this is, you know, this is the right, this is the left, this is correct, this is wrong, this is good, this is bad. And when we like to do that, that's when we get into problems. So that's why we have this problem with the whole pit bull debate. Right, so we need to look at dogs as individuals. Doesn't matter if it's a pit bull or a Doberman. It doesn't matter if it's a lab or if it's a doodle, if it's a German Shepherd, if it's a Malinois. It doesn't matter. If it's a mix, you don't even need to do a DNA test. You get a mix, you have no idea what it is. Look at the individual. Does breed have an influence on behavior? Absolutely. I'm not denying that. It absolutely does. There are patterns that show up, there are common denominators that go from individual to individual that you can point, that you can trace back to the breed. So I will tell you one common denominator about pit bulls. The common denominator about pit bulls, and I'm talking about bully breeds in general. Okay, I'm gonna use again this little blanket statement to basically categorize the American Bulldogs, Bull Terriers, American Pit Bull Terriers, Staffordshire Terriers, or their bully breeds, or the mixes thereof, right? The common denominator with a lot of these guys is, this is a very, and if you know pit bulls, you understand this. They tend to go from 0 to 100 very quickly. Like a lot of dogs, like border collies, for instance, border collies, cattle dogs, or the herding breeds, Malinois, for instance, They don't typically go from 0 to 60. They can, but typically the common denominator for a lot of these herding breeds is more like 40 to 60. You know they're wired a certain way. And maybe they're on 0 when they're napping or they're taking it very easy, very slow. But for the majority of their waking hours, they're between 40 to 60 miles per hour, right? That's kind of their range. And then you have other breeds, like a lot of your Mastiffs, not all of them, a lot of your Mastiffs are more in the range of like, you know, 0 to like 20, right? Every once in a while, they'll go to like maybe 40, right? 45. I hope you understand and you're able to picture what I'm describing here. But some breeds, the common denominator is they're more in the low range when it comes to speed. Not speed, but the trait, the temperament traits that these animals have. They're more like on the lower scale of activity where they're like, yeah, you know, I'm pretty chill, I'll do this and that, and I'll run a little bit. But they're in that range of 0 to 20 or so, 0 to 30 even. Some will go 0 to 30 and then back to 0, back to 5. The herding breeds, again, they're more like on the high speed. But the common thing, the common denominator with pit bulls is they're very polar extremes. They're very, very chill, super, super chill. This is why people get complacent. They're very, very calm, relaxed, low speed. They almost look, a lot of them even almost look like they're sedated a lot of times because they're just, you know, they're like, they're healthy, but they're just kind of walking around, looking for a place to nap, relaxing a little bit. Maybe they'll get a little bit excited here and there. But then they can go from that to 60 right away. Something will trigger. I've seen it so many times where these bully breeds will be like, you know, just kind of hanging out. Something happens in the distance over here, maybe a high-pitched sound, maybe a movement, and then go just immediately switch. And it's that quick, which is why I've heard people describe pit bulls as bipolar. You might have heard of this, you might have described them a lot this way, but that's one of the things. The reason people say, oh, they're bipolar, it's because of that. They'll go from 0 to 60. That's a very common trait of the bully breeds, of the pit bulls, of the pit bull mixes. It's that right there. So these are things that are common. These are things where people don't understand. But the thing is, when they go to 60, they're crazy. They're like chaotic. They're like, oh my God, they're hard to control. Because even though just seconds ago, they were pretty chill, relaxed, taking a nap, walking around like Eeyore, just very lackadaisical. And then in a split second, they'll go to just uncontrollable. That's what gets them in trouble. And the thing that also gets them in trouble is the owners don't understand this. They just go, I don't understand, I don't get it. Why? And then they get surprised. And then when something bad happens as a result of them going from 0 to 60, they get so confused and they go, I just don't understand. They get stressed out and then they just freak out. And they freak out, bad things happen, they make awful emotional decisions. Look, it's bad when your dog hurts your other dog. I know people who have experienced these things. I'm not gonna go into detail, obviously I'm not gonna give you names, but I know people whose pit bulls, amazing, nice dogs, for years, that were just on zero, like 0 to 60, but primarily on zero. Pretty chill, pretty relaxed, lacks very, very just even keel. But the times that it went to 60, it would go to 60, hard to control. And on one of those times, it went to like 60, like hypothetical 60, I'm using that as an analogy. But they would go from like 0 to 60, and by the time they got to 60, they're just uncontrollable. And those times, they would do something so horrendous, not because they're going, I want to just kill things, but because these dogs will go from this to that, and when they get to that, they're not even thinking straight. So if you don't understand that that's a common trait, that's where you will become a subject to these things. Then you become a story, you become a statistic, where your dog bit you, your dog killed your other dog. I've literally have had this happen to people that I know. Okay, or their pit bull mix will send their other dog to the hospital, and they're like, I don't understand, they've been fine for years. And then one day he just killed them, or just sent them to the hospital, injured them really bad. Why did that happen? Because you don't understand your breed. You don't understand your dog. Because you go from believing that they're all great and they're all amazing. They should all be good with children. Should all be good with everybody because they just don't want to hurt a fly. You don't understand that that is subject to change. The dog can go from that to completely different dog. Not because they're bipolar, but because that's a very common tendency of the breed. See, if I give you a cattle dog, if I give you a Malinois, you're not going to get relaxed. You're not going to get complacent. Because if I give you a cattle dog, if I give you a Blue Heeler, a Border Collie, you're going to be like, this dog needs activity. This dog, I need to be aware of this dog's movements. I need to be aware of these dog's decisions. Because they're not at zero and then sprint to 60. They're already between 40 and 60. They're already up there. So you already know I need to do things different with this dog. So you're less likely to get complacent with these dogs. But with a lot of these dogs, a lot of the bully breeds, it's not like that. They're really just acting super, super chill. And when that happens, when they do that for a very long time, the owner gets this false sense of security where they go, he's just like that. They don't realize that at a split second, something might happen. It might be a noise. It might be a certain movement that the other dog made. It might be a movement, and that dog might go to from here to right away. And then bad decisions get made. Bad things happen. And then this amazing pit bull lover, right? Like, all pit bulls are great. Then they switch to the other side. And then they'll go, oh, pit bulls are awful. You can't trust them because I've had that bad experience. And this is why you keep getting people that butt heads. That's what happens. It really boils down to people do not understand. And they need to understand what they have. It goes back to understand the individual that you have.